ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, a lot going on with the Bears reporting to camp. Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace met the media today. Some interesting stuff that we will continue to recap. No baseball trades as of yet today. I made a prediction at the beginning of the show that there would be one.
We have not had
the end of the show.
We have not had the breaking news sounder either.
We have not had that. I thought it would sound twice. We still have two more hours to go.
I took the over. I set it at a sounder and a half.
By the way, Javi Baez, who missed yesterday's game with a heel injury until the walk-off hit, is in the lineup tonight.
Good.
He's hitting fourth.
He's going to have his broom with him.
And then I believe, and where you're home for the White Sox, I believe Aloy is supposed to play left field today.
That's what Connor tweeted yesterday.
And there it is. The lineup is out. Aloy is batting cleanup, and he will play left field. Okay. So that's the latest.
And get some runs. I've only had 10 in the last five games. Get some runs.
Right.
Let's get some runs.
And I want to get to your list. We'll recap the top 15 or 14 until today's number one most important Bears. Before we do that, I want to get to some of these phone callers who've been patient. Scott in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Scotty?
What's up, boys?
You tell us.
You.
I'll tell you what's up. I'm a Blackhawks season ticket holder since 89. I love the Blackhawks, but they stink right now. And let's look at this, okay? You picked up Seth Jones. Okay, that makes a little sense because he's a young defenseman. I don't know about spending that kind of money. But then you pick up a 37-year-old goalie who's good. But let's be honest. It's like living in a rent-controlled apartment and driving around in Alfa Romeo. Like, you scratch your head. Like what? For what reason are you doing this? Well, I mean, this is Stan Bowman. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, Scott, like, when you give up what they gave up in terms of draft picks, if you're not going to be good, those draft picks that they gave up for Seth Jones are going to be very valuable
right,
to you, aren't
right.
they?
Could no,
be
you're
the
right.
And it's supposed to be a stacked draft next year as well. From
you're,
what
you're
I understand
right. You're absolutely
experts.
Right. It makes no sense. I mean, this is Stan Bowman, not Scotty Bowman. I mean, he gives up Teravainen just so they can dump Bickle's contract, and then he gives up Panarin and brings back. I mean, you know, I gotta stretch
Sod,
my head.
Right. No,
so,
it's crazy. He's given up so many good players. Like the Panarin one is the biggest one, and then he says we're going to rebuild because of where we are. Then he goes out and his actions show you that it's not.
I thought
a rebuild.
It was a good. Actually, thought it was a pretty good comparison when the Bulls told you they were going to get younger and more
it's
athletic.
Very similar. Yes, and my biggest issue with Gar Pax is their plan changed constantly.
Right.
Hey, we're going to rebuild. No, we're not going to rebuild. We're going to go with this team. Okay, now we're going to rebuild, but then we're going to get rid of our best player during the rebuild in Jimmy Butler. Roy in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Roy?
Hey, boys. Thanks again for taking my call. You guys had me on yesterday, and we were talking a little hobby. I mean, listen, Sylvie, you and I are big Cubs fans. We know who he is. After last night, I know it's recency bias, but don't you want a guy like that on your team? Now, if you can get him for a good deal, like 100, I'd even go up to 125. Like, I think
for how many years, Roy?
Player.
How many years are you giving Javi when you give him 100 or 125?
5, 6 years.
This is why, though, with no disrespect, Matt Roy, this is why we can't be general managers. Because when you see what transpired last night, that should have no bearing on your decision whether or not to move forward with Javi or move away from Javi. It just shouldn't. Like,
I know, and you know, we're just having fun here, and like I'm just a Cubs fan. I'm emotional because this is the last week that we're gonna see this core, and it's just, you know, I want to keep some of these guys. I don't know, but like I also agree, if you can get a good, if you can get two or three really good prospects for him, why not? I just like my question is, would you still want him on your team if you can get him for the right deal?
I've said this all along. I would. And I'm not a Cubs fan.
The right deal is the trick part. What is the right deal?
It's a team-friendly deal where you're basically, At the end of the day, everyone says, wow, he signed a team-friendly contract. Because you still have to fill out a lineup. You still have holes, and you've got to find quality players and guys that hopefully will help lead you to the promised land again. He's not a $30 million a year player any longer. He's not one of the elite shortstops out there. But Javi Baez has value. His value just wasn't enhanced from my perspective, and not because I'm a Reds fan based on what happened yesterday.
I just keep looking at the Red Sox, and do the Red Sox get scared of trading guys or losing guys off their World Series championship teams?
I think they move on.
They move on, and they keep winning. You know what I mean? Like, the Cubs have always looked to the Red Sox, and they had guys who used to run the Red Sox who run the Cubs. But even the business would look at the Red Sox and say, that's our model. Like, they're not scared to get rid of Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, but yet here they are again, the Red Sox, in a prime position to possibly win another World Series. When was their last one? Like 18? You know, they've won multiple ones over the last two decades.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that the Cubs are afraid to follow that model. We can have that discussion at the end of Friday.
Right.
Because we'll find out if Jed is willing to.
I'm talking more to the fan base that team has always turned over their roster. And they continue to, every 5 years or so, win another World Series again with a new-look team because they're playing smart baseball.
I don't recall the roster that the Red Sox ran out there. I think there's more of a heartfelt response from Cub fans because the majority of the guys that will be going away are going to be guys that were part of the core that helped take you from nothing to the promised land. And when you wave goodbye to Baez possibly, Bryant possibly, and Rizzo possibly, I think there's a little bit of emotion attached to that. That's
the
difference.
I have possibly breaking news. So I'm going to give
the benefit of the doubt.
See, I don't know, because you guys have a bet about this now going today, so I don't want to play it and then you guys be like, that's not really breaking news. So I'm going to
trust your judgment. That's what I would say.
Yeah. See,
you
I don't know.
You just had an article written
that's
about
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at you.
What would you guys want the sounder first?
What would 6 to 8 Chris Bleck say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. This isn't like a joking matter, so.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So this is a serious story.
I mean, okay, we could hit it.
This is Breaking News.
See, I don't know.
Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Tom Pelissero has a statement from the NFL about Deshaun Watson. And so this is basically what it is. It says the NFL's review of the serious allegations against Deshaun Watson remains ongoing and active. We are working cooperatively with the Houston Police Department to ensure that the NFL's inquiry does not interfere with their investigation. As we continue to gather additional information and monitor law enforcement's developments, we will make appropriate decisions consistent with the collective bargaining agreement and personal conduct policy. At this time, there are no restrictions on Watson's participation in club activities.
Well, that's important. As of right now,
he is cleared to participate as an NFL player, but they are continuing the investigation.
I was reading an article earlier today. The foundation for actually either putting him on the commissioner's list or dishing out some sort of punishment, it's written out specifically. And based on what has transpired to this point, I'm not surprised at this decision, because I'm not sure that what has transpired would have reached the level of the league getting involved at this point.
Right.
Like, I think I read it.
Is he going to play for the Texans in the preseason?
That I don't know.
Is he going to practice?
Still hasn't been determined yet.
Do they
yet.
Want him on their team as of now? Like, are they... You know what I mean? Like, there's so many. This is such a complex situation because you have, number one, the legal matter. Number two, Watson wanted out and doesn't want to play for them anymore. Now, with the legal matter, do the Texans want him on the team anymore? So, like,
it's a very convoluted situation. And if I read things correctly in terms of the legal matter, the civil case, I don't believe, not any of the criminal stuff that may or may not develop, but the civil case, he won't even get to court on those things until February of 2022 because of the backlog of this was So, like, that's something that is actually going to more than likely.
They could still interview, though, the NFL, all the people who have the lawsuits.
They can, but my point is he's not going to get his day in court with regard to this any type of civil action. It's not scheduled until sometime in February of 2022.
Okay. I want to get to your list here. So today is the day you unveil number one, the most important Bears.
I think it's obvious.
Okay, but before we get to number one, I want to recap for everyone the 15 or the previous 14. We started this on July 7th, and our goal was to count down on the 15 shows that would lead you to Bears training camp. So we were, in essence, counting down the shows that we had left until the Bears report.
I thought it actually created a lot of conversation. Some choices and the different spots created more conversation than others. But for the most part, I think that we were kind of on the same page with a lot of things.
And number 15 is Tariq Cohen. I like that one. And he's on the PUP list to start. Yeah. He's still not healthy.
Say they're taking it slow, but that's not a good sign.
The only one that I disagreed with was Akeem Hicks at number 14. I thought that that was too low for him. I think he's more important, but that's where Waddle had him at number 14. You interrupt me whenever you want to weigh in. Number 13 is Eddie Goldman. Number 12 is Eddie Jackson, who may or may not have taken offense to his spot on the list.
Not worried about it. He needs to be better this year, and he needs to be a foundation piece going forward. Spent a lot of time with the defense early on this list, but my theme, remember, was development and offensive improvement for 2021.
Number 11 was Robert Quinn, who did not show up for the season last year.
He did, but it didn't go well.
He didn't officially opt out, but on the field he opted out. Darnell Mooney, an up-and-comer, was number 10, most important Bear.
Like him. Like him as a player.
David Montgomery, number 9. One of our listeners called and said he may have shed some pounds.
I'm not sure. Jose said that. I'm not aware of that, but I would hope that the coach uses him more strategically this year.
I believe number 8 got the highest reviews from you and your descriptive nature of his spot at number 8.
I thought Roquan Smith was probably the second best player, maybe beyond Khalil Mack. If this was a power ranking, it'd go Khalil Mack and maybe Roquan and A-Rob tied at 2. So Roquan Smith was number 8 for me, and I think if his progression continues, he's going to be a star in this league. Jermaine Ifedi was number 7.
Yeah, I lost my spot. So
it's okay.
I've seen this happen before. Instagram. Go ahead.
I saw this happen one time earlier, and then it turned into trouble.
Thank you.
I've seen Jermaine Ifedi at 7. Jalen Johnson at number 6. He's going to take over as the number 1 cornerback for this team. We went back to the offense with number 5, Cole Kmet. Would like to see him get more run.
It's a big
one. Obviously, if you're going to develop Justin Fields, the guys inside that offensive huddle are also going to have to develop. Allen Robinson came in at number 4. I think the last thing you want to do is remove quality pieces to your offense. You want to add quality pieces, and that means you keep Allen Robinson in the mix. Number 3 was Tevin Jenkins, who will be asked to do a lot as their starting left tackle as a rookie.
Yes.
I'm hoping for competence that will be followed in years to come with dominance. Khalil Mack, number 2, as he is your highest paid Bear in history of the organization and was the defensive player of the year in 2018. And number 1,
we will tell you coming up, is it the Red Rifle or not? Find out next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You know what I haven't said yet? I haven't told people to tweet us. And you got to do it quick. It's error on me. So if you want to win some booze from Grand and Western Liquors, we'll do it at like 4:45. Would you rather? It's a Would You Rather Tuesday. So it gives you about a half hour.
It's going to be the last time because you called the boss a jackass. So I don't know.
No, I did not call the boss a jackass. Yeah. Don't frame it that way.
Jackass.
Narc.
Then I'm a jackass.
He's called me a narc.
Yeah, I mean, geez. Like, first of all, you're lying. And then you're telling on me.
I think he heard it.
Jackass.
I don't think he listens to the show. I think he's given up. I do. I do. Tweet us using the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. It's your best either or question for us, and we'll read them at 4:45. And the one that we think is the most creative, would you rather? Let's get creative today. Make them fun. Make them timely. Make them creative. Make us think. Tweet them to Black and Sean is also here. Sean, what's your Twitter handle?
SD2Mikes.
There you go. So send it to both of them. Use the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. We'll go through it at 4:45. All right, so we're up to number one.
I think I did a Star Wars song instead of a Bear Down Chicago Bear.
The beginning of the Fox. Listen,
just roll with it.
Then there was one. The most important player for the Chicago Bears in the 2021 season. I've been saying this now to you for a couple of days. The answer is quite simple to me. I've heard speculation. It's going to be a quarterback. At number one, he's number one on my list. He's number one in your program. It's rookie quarterback Justin Fields.
Yes.
With zero disrespect sent in the direction of Andy Dalton.
Debatable.
Primo or whoever else. He's had a nice career. He is an adequate placeholder. Andy Dalton is inconsequential in the big picture for me in 2021. He just is. I had to put this list together, and putting this list together, I had to project what I thought was going to happen this season. 2021, to me, is about developing Justin Fields. When he gets the call, which is up for grabs right now, when he will get the call, how many starts he will make, whatever the case may be, it's all about developing Fields and getting him prepared to be the franchise quarterback that this team has been thirsting for decades. Okay? All of that is based on the premise that quarterbacks play early in the National Football League. Rookie quarterbacks play. And my premise has been all along that Justin Fields will play sooner rather than later. I don't look at this as the situation. And as much as people, including Matt Nagy, has tried to compare this in some ways, directly or indirectly, to what happened in 2017 with Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs and with Patrick Mahomes. Andy Dalton's new to this organization. Okay? Alex Smith had been with the Chiefs. They were coming off, as I said, an 11-5 season, a 12-4 season, and Alex Smith played as a Pro Bowler in the 2017 season. I see these as entirely different scenarios. I don't believe the 2021 season will end up with our Bears participating in the Super Bowl. So again, to me, this season is about finding out who your young quarterback is and developing him and getting him ready for the future. And in the process, surrounding him with guys in his offensive huddle that will make that transition from Ohio State to the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears as simple and easy and as fruitful as possible.
Yes.
It's why I've listed Tevin Jenkins and Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney and Jermaine Ifedi and a lot of different guys. At the end of the 2021 season, unfortunately, maybe I'm more pessimistic than others, I don't see this team competing for a Super Bowl title. To me, 2021 is about developing the 11th pick of the 2021 draft in Justin Fields. So to me, the most important player for this upcoming season is that rookie quarterback. And again, I don't know how many starts he's going to make. My projection and my prediction would be he will play. He's going to play sooner rather than later.
Like Mike Tannenbaum today on Get Up thought he could still win the job. Louis Riddick has said he should play at the end of the first quarter of the season. So in game 4 or 5, we're talking about. Yurko's BS is that, well, if it's up to Matt Nagy, he may not play at all. But that's not how you can talk about the conversation right now. The conversation right now is, the only reason there is hope in 2021 is because of one person, and it's because of Justin Fields. We hated our team at the end of last year. We didn't like the coach or the general manager, and the fortunes changed when they were able to stumble into getting Justin Fields. And if he could force their hand sooner rather than later, and we know that, hey, Maybe we're going to have a good decade coming up. Maybe we're going to have sustained success for the first time at quarterback. Maybe we're going to have our first 4,000-yard thrower, even if it's not this year. But if he gives you any signs that he could throw for 4,000 or 30 touchdowns or lead you to rings, this is where it all begins.
He'll tell you when he's ready.
Yes.
Not verbally, but with how he handles everything involved.
And I think you're being too cute if you're not recognizing that fact. It's so easy and simple.
Well, and again, my prediction and my list was predicated on what I expect to happen. I don't believe that Andy Dalton, as much as respect as I have for his solid NFL career, I don't believe he's going to make you, remind you of Alex Smith with the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2017. In fact, if you ask me for a game where I believe Justin Fields will play, they start the season at the Los Angeles Rams. They come home against the Cincinnati Bengals. They go to Cleveland. I think that Cleveland defense is going to be really good this year. That's a game I will predict they will lose. You come home Sunday, you're at home against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we both have that
game,
don't we?
October 3rd, it feels like a good spot to make a quarterback change. Now, again, that's just a wild prediction several weeks out from the start of the regular season.
So we both have the exact same game.
It just makes sense to me. That's where first of all, he's going to have the opportunity to play in the preseason. He's going to have an opportunity to sit back and watch the speed of the game for a couple of weeks. And I don't believe the Bears will win the game that starts the season. I would predict they're going to lose to the Rams. I think they probably beat the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. They'll lose to Cleveland in Cleveland. You're 1-2.
And two really good defenses who could do some damage.
Yes. You're 1-2. What better way to get the Justin Fields era started than with a starting nod against the Detroit Lions? So, like, again, my put this list together, I thought it was a great idea to not focus on their best players but their most important players. And my premise, once again, isn't that Andy Dalton is going to play. So when everyone says, well, what if Andy plays and plays well and he doesn't ever come out? That's not my prediction. If I felt that Andy Dalton was going to play and play well, I would have taken a different approach. So my entire list is based on my thought that you're going to see Justin Fields sooner rather than later. And if it doesn't happen until like the eighth game, and he only starts nine games, he's still the most important player
because he
on this team.
You will know if he can be something by the next year.
And I would also say to you, if in fact what I predict to happen doesn't happen, and the opposite happens, and Andy Dalton does play, and they're an 8-9 team or a 9-8 team, and Justin Fields isn't ready to go and isn't ready to take over, that's also going to be important information.
Yes, of course.
Because it's going to tell you that there are some concerns. Yeah,
of course. So of the 15 most important Bears, Justin Fields was number one on Waddle's list.
Was he number one in your world?
You put it together very fast. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to make it most important is because if you did the 15 best Bears, I don't know if you put Justin Fields on the list.
He would not have been on my list. If you would have put a power ranking together, 1 through 15, he wouldn't. Because he's never taken a down, he's never played a down in the NFL.
And then this is a way to get Tevin Jenkins. Like that's so important. Your left tackle, your starting quarterback. So what do you guys think? You've heard the list. You've been with us for over 2 weeks now. It's been basically a 3 week thing because we've done it by show days, the 15. Do you agree with Waddle and me that the most important Bear, and it's not close. We've argued with Yurko about this on Crosstalk Unhinged. Get the latest Crosstalk Unhinged on the ESPN Chicago app. Do you agree with the two of us that Justin Fields is by far the number one most important Bear? 312-332-3776. We have also some news on Javi Baez. He has been scratched now. We told you earlier that Javi Baez was playing and batting fourth. He has been scratched, as Jesse's saying, because of the heel injury. Is it because of the heel injury? Is it because they don't want him to do any more damage and they're getting close on a deal?
Somebody call Rick Hahn.
Could the White Sox be targeting him? It's interesting. But Javi Baez has been scratched. Like, I mean, did he test it and give him the thumbs up and then it just flare up on him? Or Do they say, look, we don't want you to get hurt anymore? We're getting close. Something to keep your eye on. 332-3776. Do you agree with Waddle? And don't forget, Would You Rather coming up at 445. Tweet us your Would You Rather entries. You could win a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right, last chance. Get those Would You Rathers in. Hashtag it WS. Would you rather? We'll do that in about 15 minutes. You have a chance to win a Grand and Western gift card. And don't forget, on Friday, speaking of great alcohol, we'll be out with Miller Lite, and we're going to be at Oak Forest Bowl.
You know what I'm doing between now and Friday? I'm saving myself.
Are you?
I didn't have a drink last night. I'm not going to have an alcoholic beverage until Friday.
Okay.
Why
is that? Are you feeling the effects of all the summer booze?
I felt it was time to, you know, tap the brakes for a couple of nights.
Okay, so Friday
kick it back up on Friday.
On Friday, join us at Oak Forest Bowl. It's going to be an outdoor event. The weather's supposed to be perfect. We've got White Sox tickets we're giving away. We have a Bears cooler, a Miller Lite cooler that we're giving
treasure
away.
Treasure chest.
Treasure chest, as Waddle calls it.
It's a big container that holds treasure.
Okay.
So it's a treasure chest.
Waddle keeps saying that. And see what he's talking about.
When you
just
see
hang
it,
out
you'll
with
agree.
Us.
Yeah. You'll agree?
Yeah. 312-332-3776. I mentioned that Javi was scratched. And then The Athletic, you were just telling me, is reporting that Marc-Andre Fleury does not want to play for the Blackhawks.
That's what I just read. Talk amongst yourselves as I find the tweet again.
It's true. Yeah, I saw the tweet too.
But you'll get the word for word.
Okay. No, I'm filling the space for you.
Thanks,
there you
buddy.
Go.
Appreciate it. The Athletic, on their website or on their Twitter handle, says a source close to Marc-Andre Fleury tells The Athletic the goalie was totally shocked when finding out he was traded via Twitter. Another source said Fleury doesn't want to play with the Blackhawks. So what's next for the 2021 Vezina winner?
I don't know why Stan Bowman wouldn't contact his agent before making a trade for a player like that. Hey, we've heard before you say if you don't play for Vegas, you may retire. If we traded for you, are you willing to play for us the day before free agency?
Yeah, as John Greenberg responded, doesn't want to play with the Blackhawks. I guess he doesn't feel all the positive vibes emanating from the franchise. Yeah,
absolutely.
Typical John statement.
Brought to you, our poll question brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. So I put this, Waddle just unveiled the number one most important bear. And I think it's obvious.
I was the first to vote on your web poll question, too.
Okay, so 525 other people have voted since you have voted in just the last 5 minutes. Vote on my Twitter handle, at Waddle and Sylvie, brought to you again by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Is Justin Fields the most important Bears player for the 2021 NFL season? That's the way I phrased it. And right now, three-quarters of the people, a little more than three-quarters of the people, agreeing, yes, he's the most important player. 76.1%, 23.9% saying no, he is not the most important player, and those people are high.
You're trying to solve a riddle at the most important position in professional sports, and you have failed with that riddle in previous attempts. And you've once again given up capital to move up to draft this quarterback at 11 in the 2021 draft.
And if you ain't got a quarterback, you ain't got anything. We know that. We've been here. We've been stuck.
Again.
It's why it's been 36 years. We were lucky to win one 36 years ago.
This is the second time you've given up picks, including a first-round pick this time, for a quarterback.
Chris in Cedar Lake, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Chris?
Hey, boys. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Just Waddle, love the list, agree with everything you were saying, except I would have put a caveat in there that, yes, of course, Justin Fields, everyone knows he's number one. So I would have taken him out of the equation, and I would have said the number one most important bear is either Matt Nagy and or the coaching staff.
Well, I heard the guys talk about this today. I heard Jonathan and Cap talk about it, and the question was whether or not it could be number one, could be a non-player. And I focused only on players.
Right.
And I don't think I heard. Listen, I totally disagreed with Danny Zetterman's take on. And he said he gave a good presentation a week or so ago about how he thought that Andy Dalton was going to be number one.
That's why he does the nutrition podcast and not the football podcast.
I have a completely different take than him. His take was, it's if he plays and plays well, then Justin Fields isn't going to get on the field, for a lack of a better description of his take. And my premise has been all along that he will not play well enough to keep Justin Fields off the field.
Yeah, it still shouldn't matter what Andy Dalton does. The question should be, is Justin Fields ready or not? And if he's ready, he plays, no matter what Andy Dalton is doing. You have no hope of doing anything substantial with Andy Dalton, a 34-year-old quarterback who has never won a playoff game. Never won a playoff game.
I'm with you.
There is nothing substantial that can happen with him.
As I tried to say as diplomatically as possible, Andy Dalton is inconsequential in the big picture of 2021 for me. And the purpose of this list.
Doc in Rogers Park here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Doc?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my calls. Sure. Hey, just I want to throw this out to you, a question. As far as getting the kids' feet wet, hypothetically, the Bears are winning 28-0 or losing 28-0 in the fourth quarter. Why not throw the kid in and let him play the fourth quarter and, you know, just to get his feet wet? What do you guys think about that?
If he's proven that he's ready to go and he can handle it all, absolutely. If you can I'm all for him playing whenever he's ready.
Someone asked this question too, and I could see Matt Nagy doing this because Matt Nagy likes to trick it up. The Fields package. I would not be shocked if he comes in for a play or two here or
there.
Totally
agree.
Now, I covered the Bears, for those who don't know, I believe it was the 99 season when they drafted Cade McNown. And they let Cade play the third possession of every game. Do you remember this?
He wasn't their starting quarterback. I've either blacked out or blocked out those moments.
He was their first round draft pick. Mm-hmm. He wasn't their starting quarterback. But regardless of what would happen in the first two possessions, the Cade McNown would come on the field to lead them on their third drive.
And then he'd come over to Fox Sunday nights and blame everybody else for why things didn't go well.
If it was a 3-and-out, he wouldn't play. If it was 11 plays, he still wouldn't play the next series. It was, here's the third series, you get to play. Let's see what you got, kid. I'm more for, hey, if you could scheme Justin Fields in to bring him in at quarterback and run a play that you like and let him get some experience and help the team win in the process, I'm good with that. I think that makes more sense. Dean downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dino?
Hey, guys. So, you know, I don't – that old saying, they say, like, what's the most important position, QB? What's the second most important position, backup, QB? So I could see where it's going with that. Obviously, I agree with the list. And just anyone that thinks Justin Fields isn't the most important Bear is ridiculous. Also, I wanted to add that I saw Sylvie at my pool a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I don't know if he peed in it. I don't know if he peed it. I don't know why you think it's okay to pee in the pool but not in the shower. And I was disappointed to learn that he does not wear tennis shoes in the pool a la Frank Costanza.
But I like that you're calling it your pool. You said, I saw Sylvie at my pool.
Well, it's our pool. And so I have two things.
I guess it's your urine, too.
You brought up Dan Zetterman, okay? He's wronged me twice this week. I get up around 9:30, so I got up, saw this Barstool pizzeria brawl. I called in, said, Danny, you got to see this, man. It's awesome, unlike anything I've ever seen. He refused to give me credit. Also, shout out to the great Jeff Miller for pointing out the guy that sticks his finger up and asks for a few seconds to gather himself. I don't know if you guys saw that part.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
It's great. Like,
and then the other thing that he did, he wronged me. I put a lot of stock into what Danny says. We tend to agree a lot on the same stuff. He convinced me that there was no chance Rodgers was going to be in a Packers uniform, and he let me down big time. So he is no longer the great Dan Zetterman.
Like I said, go to him for some food advice. You want to talk about sugar. You want to talk about supplements. You talk to Danny. You want to talk about
gummies?
Football. You come to Waddle and Sylvie.
Yeah.
All right, Dean?
Have a good night, guys.
There you go. The fight he's talking about was posted. Portnoy posted it yesterday.
Saw that.
Boyle sent it to us in our text chain. And he said, Sylvie, your two favorite things. Because I love being a voyeur on good fights. On these
internet fights?
These internet fights. And this was a fight. There were weapons being used. There were haymakers being thrown
and
landed.
Weapons were like pizza sauce ladles and the pizza boards.
The pizza board that they put the pizza into the oven with were using to hit people with. It was
and there, I
it
forgot
was
who was
craziness.
One of the combatants put his hand in the chair and was like, hey, let me catch my breath real quick before we go round two.
Yeah. Can we get like a minute between rounds here?
And then the one guy who was narrating goes, I just want my pie. I'm just waiting for my pizza.
What is pizza? My two favorite things, pizza and watching fights.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Do you agree that Justin Fields is the number one most important Bear for the 2021 season? And would you rather coming up next?
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. One bit of news, though, that I have on Javi Baez. David Ross, according to Jordan Bastian from MLB.com, David Ross in his pregame press conference says that he has heard from MLB about Baez's post-walk-off reaction and said that a suspension is possible.
Come on. That's,
isn't that ridiculous?
That's suspended. It's possible. It won't happen.
Well, when Castellanos was suspended, I defended him, too. Just because, you know, like, it incites something. Nothing happened, though.
Incites fun?
I know.
I will tell you, I was a bit surprised that there wasn't some pushing and shoving.
Nothing happened, though.
I get it.
All there was is a walk-off and an excessive celebration.
I get it. You know how the baseball guys like to, you know, push and shove a little bit. I was expecting a little bit of that, but none of it happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. So I don't expect a suspension.
And they better not throw it. He's been scratched from today's game. So we're waiting on more news, and we'll continue to bring it. That Would You Rather Meantime is brought to you by my great friends at Grand and Western Liquors, located right in the heart of Chicago on the corner of?
I believe it's Grand and Western.
It is still there, and they pass the savings along to you the way it is supposed to be. It's where I shop for wine and beer and seltzer and tequila and anything that I need. Yes, you've got to be stocked these days, Waddle. You got to go to Grand
Western. Be stocked all days.
Yes, you do. All right, what do we have, boys?
All right, first one comes from Chris downtown sitting in the studio. Would you rather have a sport be fun or not? In regards to the baseball.
Yes.
That was for
a
me.
Good entry by Chris downtown.
Yeah, that's my submission. Let's go for the first real one at hashtag WS Would You Rather. Would you rather be stuck with squiggly TV or cell phones with antennas? If you had to go back.
Oh, cell phones with antenna. Just give me the block phone where it's just used to call. Like, I don't want, like,
porn.
We have crystal clear TV now. We never have to worry about a signal or unscrambling
stuff.
Well,
I get it, but, like, if you would have paid for the porn, you would have gotten squiggle free.
I know, but
all
the services,
pay for it.
The service and the technology still wasn't good. I'm getting a beautiful picture on my HD screen.
Let me ask you a question. On your Xfinity package.
Yeah.
Do you get the Playboy channel?
I don't get the Playboy channel.
Okay. If you wanted the Playboy channel, these days, all you got to do is subscribe to it, and you'll get all of the dirtiness that you want.
I could go to the internet.
Why would anyone subscribe to that?
I'm just saying, but like the squiggly days are gone.
Well, so are antennas on your phone.
Yeah, that's all he's saying is what would you rather return to? I don't want to go to the dark ages of TV. I don't.
Do you guys ever have the bag phone in your car?
Excuse me?
You know, a car, it was like in a little tote.
What Carmen the Good Kid do, the bag alert, major bag alert?
No. It's not a bag alert. No.
Okay.
No.
I had one of those as well.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. By the way, I have the same
for emergencies only.
Because it was so expensive.
Because it's $8.50 a minute.
Just to connect. I like I have the same cell phone number today that I had the day that I got my first cell phone here in Chicago.
It's amazing. And it's a good number.
Thank God, because I wouldn't be able to remember any other number.
What is it? 8787878787?
Close.
Area code 8787.
By the way, does it surprise you that I still know my when I grew up in Cincinnati, my telephone number at 10825 Broadway Lane?
I think we all do. I think we all, yeah.
513-563-2909.
Should we call it and see if someone answers?
If you want to, you can, but that's like, it's not my phone number anymore.
Now here's the catch with mine. When I grew up, we were the 312 area code. Everything in Chicago, even the burbs, was still 312.
What was your number as you grew up?
312-674-2630.
Chris?
Then we got the kids line for my sister and me, and it was 674-2639.
Once again, you guys living on high, living the high life. No, you get the kids line as well.
They didn't want floor the busy
seats,
signal.
Floor seats for the Bulls.
Oh,
kids
shut
line.
Up. Well, phone number, Chris.
I can't because it's still active.
Oh, it's
my
active,
parents'
really?
Number still is active. Yeah.
Sean,
yeah.
What about yours?
So mine I could. I know the number.
Yeah,
but
I've always been 312 and then I went to 70.
No, yeah, no, give it away.
No, I wouldn't give it away.
Okay.
No, I can give like all my relatives' numbers.
Yeah.
I get my great grandma's number, 4657963.
Yeah.
My grandparents' number, 674-8065.
Wow, you guys know why, right?
Because we never stored anything. Yeah, you had to memorize.
Yeah, you'd have to dial it.
And you did not, run around and have people try to take your head from your shoulders and you remember things.
Yes.
I don't remember anything other than 513-563-2909.
We know you played football, Waddle.
I'm a football robot. It's the only thing I recall.
15 years, however many years we've been doing this, and you still lean on that? Quit calling our boss a jackass, okay?
All right.
Quit doing that. You quit doing that.
What's next?
Hashtag WS, would you rather? Would you rather, if you could only drink this for the rest of your life, would you rather have your favorite beer or your favorite soda?
I don't drink soda anymore.
I don't either. Beer.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, would I love a regular Coke or a Dr. Pepper? I used to live for Dr. Pepper. If I had my first Dr. Pepper in about 5 to 7 years, would I be like, wow, this is so good?
You'd probably have a seizure because you're not used to it.
I mean, I drink a lot of caffeine with coffee. There's a lot of sugar in it. We found that the diet drinks probably are not, that you're better off just having the sugar-filled drinks.
As opposed to the diet ones.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my wife to stop drinking diet soda all the time, and she won't listen.
Beer.
So, because you go without coffee, let's substitute the coffee for the soda.
Oh, I'd rather go coffee over beer. Yes, that's a good substitute.
You'd give up beer?
Yes.
Get out.
And to have coffee.
Get out.
Well, I could still drink wine. I could still drink tequila. I need coffee.
You could drink Red Bull.
There's nothing probably in my life.
You could get
that's
on the booger.
Regular
you
my morning
the,
coffee.
You could get on the booger sugar if you had to.
But no, I'm not. What
are you doing, Waddle?
Yeah, you're saying to take cocaine. What do you?
If you need that
no,
little
no, not over coffee. No, no, we do not.
You don't endorse
encourage that.
What
I'm talking for you. I didn't do a public service announcement.
It sounded
for all
like
the kids
you did.
Out
it
there.
Sounded like you did.
No, I said you. By you, I meant you, Sylvie.
Do we have a couple left over? We could do it on the other side
here in
2 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
Let's do a couple more in 2 minutes, and we'll go over the news of the day. Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace spoke. I had a weird Bears thought that I want to get to, too, when it came out of my mouth.
Just one?
It sounded weird, but I think I stand by what I said. That's all coming up in 2 short minutes.